Kaylin Perik Dal Mishnah Aleph. Cherishin Yechalam B'Pnei Oznoi Or B'Pnei Oysoi B'Pnei Chidud V'Chid Me'achriya Tor, it's Torah. Why? Since it's not really Mikal Maskin without being Simach on something else, therefore it's going to be Torah. As you know, the Chifz of Gufa Gistra is Betz and Roy to stand by Smicha, but something else, the Oizun, the Chid is Ma'ak of the Midasa, the Ma'isis and Seif Kasif, it can't Mikabal Maskin. Therefore, it's not considered a kli. Even though a regular kli, which is Idei Smicha, is yes considered a kli, but over here, I guess it's not like that. This is not so choshev, and this is a shever. Therefore, we're not being considered a kli. The oizen nishba chidud. If now the oizen broke off, the chidud broke off, now it is right to stand by itself. It's tar, why? Since it was a point where it's not a kli, it can't become tame. Read a matama. Since now it's roi, therefore it's going to be matama. So what's time you? Who do the Rashi and the Rav say? He doesn't know the svar chesh and nidah shuvin li tuma. Come out of the Mishnah, pray give a Mishnah, it says shuvin li chesh and nikah, v'sats matar, v'choyer according to you do come out of tame. Because he doesn't know the klal. So Mishnah's tarah brings down that Yish the chalik that a cheresh and nikev maybe doesn't argue, because over here be'etzem the hole doesn't need a tisavas and misakin. You have to take away the mania, which makes the kli slowly. You have a problem. There's a chidin chidin machriya or there's a bnei oznai. You take away zaitiga thing and then it's really different. It's a mitama. But one of the keys which have a nekev could be over there. He's masking that over there. It's not going to be mitama. The Chayin would say it's a machlikus. The Torah says someone wants to go to the Malach. Since it's a Zayt Kazakh, he won't be chulik. There's another point to say we don't only in our Mishnah because it's a tikkun kal. I'm thinking if it's a serious tikkun, then in a chanami. Chavish and Niftacha. The Kavaz of the Vesesh, Nechel Kimish Tayrivis. It's the only way it could be my Kabbal. Is it on the side? So he holds his tar and the chum holds his tummy. The chum, when you have this chavis, which is only mekabel on the side, so the two ways to say this side of the chum. Either you can say the chum holds that even since the mice it is mekabel, therefore it's going to be tummy. The pshat is because the chum holds that the shimash at sidam is considered normal shimash, so that's in the rash. Since Chavash Lema sometimes is on the side, therefore that's the reason why it's going to be Tama. The other Malach is to say, these are the Goyim, the Rishash, Taisan Tishayim, they want to say the Pshat, the Chavim is the old, the Pshat is that you don't need it to be Me'in, Shemesh Rishayna. In as much as you use it, even though it's not Kedach, the Shemesh Kli the regular way, that alone is going to be Matama. Mishnah Beis. This is right, you get weak, and you're like Tatu Chatzik al Gregas Tar, you can't be Chatzik al Gitar. Gistosh and the Sayyid of any Mikalis Maskin Abish Mikalis Uchlin Therosh and Shrana Shehar. Says that normally when he has a hole, it's Talian Mitzizizim. Or wherever it's weak, you go by some Maskin. The Goyin says in the Maskin, Wait a minute, Munach Lidok, any Gistosh of the Shir is Mitzi Maskin. It's not Talian Uchlin, and everything's Talian Mitzi Maskin. He's a Gistosh, a Gistosh, a Koshin at Lazna. And he said the dove is that it's just not easy to carry it around. It's considered a gister. Mentioned that the base yad also with the chilek of the doifin, which is mechubar, that's what's taken away. And yoytzin kol makav mezaisim matam b'mago kenegim tav aver choshem tam mezaisim it's maga esam matam b'aver. Breaks normally it's not going to be broken in a straight way. They're going to be a little. So if it called the Zaysim, they're wider held Zaysim in those situations, since it's able to make the Zaysim, it's considered part of the Ikka Gistera, and therefore it's considered Teichavit. And Mela, where you touch the Tumma in that place, or to when the Ava that place, it's going to be considered Tame.
So why are we here to tell you in Mash, in Oichlin? Before Mishnah Beis, we says Talian Mashkin. So the Rashi says he said a dove is that before the Mishnah is talking about a gisa which is miyuchad for shemis mashkin. Therefore, if it's not yochel kava mashkin, it is the same kli. Our Mishnah is talking about gisa which is miyuchad shemis eichlin. Therefore, you go to pick up all zis. When our Mishnah is talking about a gisa which comes from a chavis, and mechlikus before the same kli, a chavis tali kava gregis. The guys from zisim, our Mishnah is not like shishumeir. All of the chariot is telling the zis.
Kava zisim. So why is it a maga? So the Rash says the Pshat is, if it's not B'Kav Zizim Pshat is, it's not B'Tam B'Avrik, it's not Toich, but it's Tam B'Magam B'Din Yad. If you hold like the Shito is a Yad Kecheres, it doesn't help to Lahachnis, so you have to say that was the Mishnah of Tam B'Magam, when it's not B'Kav Zizim, he's in order to be Tam B'Others, because Yabolsim is not Shaykh Dichdidim, it's Yad Kecheres, it's not B'Tam. If you hold like the Rabban Rash rule that Yad Kecheres helps him in Lahachnis, then that'll be the Pshat over there. The Mishnah that the Pshat is, Chidudim are like little like rooms which are sticking out of the Guf of Kli. And Mishnah is handling all those things considered a chilek of the Kli or not. So if it's the Chalal of the that are sticking out, can be called a Zayas, like a Guf of Gistra and Tummy with it. Bim Maga, Bim Baver, Mashenkin, if it's not so big to be called a Zayas, it's not considered a chilek of Gistra, Midra Isil, Midra Banan, Chachamon, Sakin, the Tama, Bim Maga. And not midin aver. Why in Rosh Minika that it's only midrabanan? He shouldn't burn truma v'kotchim. Kemen kederta. It's like a split, like it's like a chavis, like split to a rivas, and only can stand on its side. Looks similar maybe to a stroller. So lucky is it's called Mekavah Zayis Mitam Magen Mitam Aver, Chutz Mekavah Zayis Mitam Magen Mitam Aver. It's similar. The Chidudim are similar to the race of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah after the Chavik Zayis Mitam Magen Mitam Aver, the split to Erevis, it has a din of Tumas Gusto, the Erevis, since it's only with Shivas when it's on the side, not the normal usage. So our Mishnah like the Chavik was even when it's on the side, it's going to be Mekavah. Shule karfafiyois, Shule kuisam at sidoinim. Karis comes from a place called Korfi, that the bottom is more pointy. The only way it can stand is through smicha. And the Messiah was you put it through another kli, which looked like in Gavia. These gistras are coming with a kelim, which normally comes. And in Talabi something else, we have these Kalim, Kalatum, even though it's not Mishnah Mishnah, because this is considered the Namal Oifan and Namal Tsur of the Kli. And Archaean Kufnun tests the face as a Kli, which is not only by Smicha as we possible, Tiyas Adayim. But it's made with Chalestaklach as a Kli. The Gwain says, Ayin Parag B is Shuli Kerfafias, and the Makar is from us. Kikharis has three. The defes and the top one is the tallest, a kaltar. Anything which is out of the Tanba Kabotumba. The theme is considered the Kli, everything else is considered the Gab of the Kli, being that the highest point is in the inside, that's considered the Kli, and the other part would be the Gab of the Kli. I'm Sema, I'm Sema, defes, if the middle one is a defes, the Menoth and Tommy, Menoth is Tar. So the Kli is the whole side is from there and inside. And the rest is going to be considered a Gabbai. Chavis, if the Ikra Yudah Mechalkim and Sois, you split the middle one. And if it's Toichum, Seh, Kol Torah, all that. If they're equal, so then the Kli is considered Toichum, everything else is considered Gabbai. Kli Chazim is a Gabbai Tumal, Mishas, the Kipshin, Gabbai Malachim. When the Kipshin is considered Gabbai Malachim.